I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio looks back at 60 years covering local news in the Delaware Valley. The biggest moments that shaped our lives. Sponsored by PHDC, making Philadelphia better, block by block.
One of the stories we're looking back on in our 60 years of local news series happened earlier this year. A medical jet crashed in Northeast Philadelphia, killing the six people on board and two people on the ground. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It was Friday, January 31st, about 6 o'clock at night. A medical jet took off from Northeast Philadelphia Airport. A minute later, it plummeted to the ground on Common Avenue close to the boulevard right by the Roosevelt Mall.
I thought it was a bomb. I thought it was a terrorist attack.
Like, what's happening? Like, are we under attack? Like, I was scared.
There were flames all over. Pieces of the plane flew around. In some cases, debris pierced buildings and cars. Several homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed.
Boom, just a big blow up. Like, it was just a fireball.
11-year-old Valentina Guzman Murillo was on the plane. She had been getting life-saving treatment at Shriners Hospital for months.
We had, that same day, organized a send-off for her.
She was flying back home to Mexico with her mother. They were supposed to stop in Missouri first, but they perished in this fiery crash, along with the flight crew.
Following the journey that she had been on, it was just extremely devastating.
On the ground, 37-year-old Stephen Druitt of Philadelphia was in a car and was killed. His son was severely burned. Overall, a few dozen people were hurt. Mayor Parker had a message for those who wanted to help.
Offer a prayer for our city. Now is the time that we need it.
Months later, Druitt's longtime partner Dominique Goods Burke died from her injuries, bringing the death toll to 8. A little more than a month after the crash, the NTSB released a preliminary report. Investigators said the black box that they recovered didn't record the flight audio and likely wasn't working for years. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.